This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The filing of nominations for the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections will end today. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will formally launch the poll campaign of the NDA for Lok Sabha elections in Bihar from Jammu today. He will address a public meeting in Ballopur in Khaira block of Jammu district. This will be the first political meeting of Mr. Modi in Bihar after the announcement of seat sharing among NDA constituents. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, leaders of the BJP, Lok Janshakti Party, Ram Vilas, former Chief Minister Jitan Ram Majhi's Hindustani Awam Morcha, and Upendra Kushwaha-led Rashtriya Lok Morcha will also attend the meeting. Chirag Paswan-led Lok Janshakti Party Ram Vilas is contesting from Jammu seat for the consecutive third time. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in Jammu Lok Sabha segment, along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Nawada, under the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Rasleela Maidan in Kuch Bihar, West Bengal this afternoon. He will address the rally at around 3:30 p.m. BJP has fielded Nishit Pramanik from Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency, which will go to polls on the 19th of April, along with Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri. Trimal Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will address a public meeting at Matha Bhanga of Kuch Bihar at around 12 noon today. Trinamul has fielded Jagdish Chandra Barma Basunia from Kuch Bihar seat. BJP President J.P. Nadda will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today to energize the party's electoral campaign and garner support from the electorates. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Nadda is scheduled to address meetings in support of BJP candidate at Pithoragarh in Almora constituency and at Vikas Nagar in Tihiri seat. Voting will be held on April 19th in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting and senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur is visiting Bengaluru today. He will accompany Bangalore South constituency BJP candidate Tejaswi Surya while filing his nomination today. Tejaswi Surya is a sitting MP from this constituency and is contesting from the seat for the second time. The Congress Party spokesperson Gaurav Ballabh has resigned from all the party's posts today. In a resignation letter written to party president Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Ballabh said that he does not feel comfortable with the directionless way in which the Congress Party is moving today. Election Commission of India, ECI, has termed the false claim of messages being circulated on social media platform WhatsApp that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mumbai today, where she will dedicate CAR T-cell therapy to the nation at IIT Bombay. The CAR T-cell therapy used to treat cancer patients has been developed in India by IIT Bombay incubated company Immuno Adoptive Cell Therapy. In Tamil tennis, the WTT FIDE Varazdin 2024 event is set to begin in Croatia today. The competition will feature prominent Indian players such as Sathyan Ganeshekaran and Manika Batra, among others. And that is the end of this news bulletin.